Disease elimination, sanitation during outbreaks of silicosis. Click here to listen instead of reading. By Ever Jor, veterinarian, April 5, 2007. Revised August 11, 2018. Updated May 21, 2025. Background. In the spring of 2006, clinical silicosis was diagnosed in two breeding facilities for tropical birds. These facilities had exchanged birds over a period prior to the outbreak being detected at one of the locations. The outbreaks were confirmed early in spring 2006, and both facilities were declared free of disease by the Norwegian Food Safety Authority Mattilsynet in June-July 2006. On average, it took about 3 months from diagnosis until restrictions were lifted. One of the facilities was a combined breeding setup with budgerigars, various parakeets and finches. The other facility housed only budgerigars. The facility sanitized in 2017 included budgerigars and related parakeets. Diagnosis. The diagnosis was based on clinical suspicion, increased mortality 20 to 80%, diarrhea and generally poor condition in the birds as well as the detection of Chlamydophilus aetosi using real-time PCR from feces and organ material, and antigen detection using ELISA from feces. In one case, tissue from a deceased rosy-faced lovebird also tested positive for C. aetosi antigen using immunohistochemistry. The following treatment and follow-up protocols were used and appear to have been successful. Budgerigars. Recommended protocol, in collaboration with a veterinarian experienced in tropical birds. 1. Drinking water treatment. Use doxycycline hyclate 100 mg tablets for 45 days. Dosage, 2000 mg, all drinking water. No other water sources allowed, no fruit, vegetables, bath water, etc. Tablets are crushed and dissolved in water. The medicated water is replaced daily. Fecal samples collected during treatment are tested using PCR to monitor effectiveness. Testing is free under a project, but reagents consumables are at owner's expense. Holdings will remain under authority restrictions until disease elimination. 2. Feed treatment, alternative or for mixed species groups. Use dehulled white millet from health food stores or bakery suppliers. Mix 6 milliliters sunflower oil per kg of millet. Then add 4 crushed 100 mg doxycycline hyclate tablets per kg. Blend thoroughly. Use this mix as the sole feed for 30 days. Initially mixed 1:1 with the breeder's regular feed for better acceptance. Parakeets and pointed beak species, less than 70 grams. Doxycycline hyclate 100 mg tablets for 45 days. Dosage, 2000 mg all drinking water. No other water sources allowed. Tablets are crushed and dissolved. Solution is replaced daily. Larger parakeets and parrots greater than 70 grams. Dosage based on body weight and water consumption. Be aware of tampering with water intake during measurements. Use drink tubes or nipples. Veterinarian calculates exact dosage. Environmental control. Room temperature was maintained at 27 degrees Celsius during treatment to reduce environmental survival of chlamydia. Follow-up. Fecal control samples were collected 3 weeks after treatment and tested via real-time PCR and antigen ELISA. All results were negative, leading to the lifting of restrictions by the Food Safety Authority. And due to low water consumption in budgerigars, a 2000 mg L concentration of doxycycline in water was found suitable, with no observed side effects. This has been applied to other desert species as well. Min replies to original sanitation efforts from 2006, NORAC, 2007 to 2018. Please respect copyright, Artigeltekst.